My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
We're trying something a little bit different with the mini-episodes, and Carolyn has graciously agreed to appear on them.
For now.
I joke about no one listening to the mini-episodes, but lately that's been a little bit overstated. People have been listening to them more. They've gotten much closer to the listenership of... the full episodes.
Why? Because I've been on them recently?
Yeah, maybe. I still think the podcast is better with more Carolyn than less Carolyn, though.
As is most things in life.
And honestly, like, my favorite part of the entire week is consistently the 30 to 60 minutes we get to just bullshit with each other, even if it's on the podcast. It's like my favorite part of my life.
But I give you so much shit.
That's fine.
Just don't take it personal.
No.
It's for the lols.
And because I know you care about me. So we're going to I guess we're both going to try to bring a topic about anything. It doesn't have to be about horror movies or anything like that. And it'll be, each one will be a surprise for the other person. And then we'll just talk about it.
All right.
What the other person's topic is. And then I'll do my recommendation. And you can do a recommendation too if you want. But you don't have to.
Okay.
And then we'll announce the movie. And then that'll be it.
Okay.
So it can be whatever you want to talk about. An excerpt from a book, a weird news story, a Reddit post, whatever.
Okay.
So do you want to go first?
Okay. A little bit here. I felt like I, didn't get my homework done in time because I searched all week for different things, but I just told them to you as I saw them and didn't think to, save them for later. But so you kind of know about this one, but you didn't know I was going to talk about it on the podcast, but a, dear friend of ours told me about this really disturbing information that she got a couple days ago that she then shared with me, that apparently women, when they go through menopause, they suddenly lose some sensitivity and they don't really feel the sex anymore.
Like they don't feel it at all?
Well, I guess it's just really diminished, and so then they can't orgasm or anything like that, and I'm scared.
Do you have?
I don't want to do that.
Is there a way, this is gonna show?
She read it, and then she asked her mom because her mom's gone through menopause, and her mom's can confirm. And I'm like, ew, you don't talk about mom sex. With
no,
your mom. That's,
no mom sex.
That's just as bad as the information that you've now shared with me.
This is gonna be make me sound real fucking stupid. But is there a way to stop menopause?
No.
Do you think anybody's working on the technology to stop menopause?
No, see, they give you hormone therapy afterwards so that you don't have, the hot flashes and, the dry vag and all that stuff that goes along with menopause. But you can't actually stop menopause. And, dude, don't try to stop my menopause. I don't want to bleed no more. But, the side effects of it. But this, I don't think is a side effect. I don't know. I don't know how true it is. I didn't do my research, okay? I read it, and I was like, oh, God. And then she said about her mom, and I was like, oh, double God.
Yeah, that's fucking pretty gross.
That was all the information I got. I think I need to do some research.
But
what if it's true, and then I'm even more scared?
That's another way that it's...
I can't confirm with my mom because she doesn't do that because she's a mom and moms don't do that.
No, they don't. Like, that's another way that it's unfair to be a woman. Like, I don't bleed every month.
Yeah, that's pretty rude of you.
The worst thing that's going to happen to me is my dick's going to stop working.
And there's a pill for that.
There's medicine for that.
Yeah.
There should be a menopause medicine. Like a sex still feels good during menopause medicine.
There is medicine to counteract the side effects. I'm telling you that. I just don't know about the not being able to feel it.
Why doesn't society value the sexual pleasure of women? Like,
because we're just supposed to lay there and take it, babe. We're here to bear children, and when we can no longer do that anymore, we are disposed of.
That seems unfair, especially considering how much men have the urge to have sex, and they have to have women to have sex with.
Mm-hmm. And then you just find a younger one after I'm all shriveled up.
Who the hell is going to want to fuck 60-year-old me? That's not also 60.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the women must still like sex, because you hear about the people in Florida in the villages giving each other like rare strains of syphilis because all they do is bang away.
Yeah.
Their wrinkly old genitalias.
Maybe it's diminished feeling and stuff down there, but when they get with the old men who got that pill, who can keep it up for hours then because the pill keeps it up, they can finally get the job done because it takes them longer than 2 minutes to just take their medicine and go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned for you. I hope you continue to like sex well into your 90s.
Thanks. I hope you're there too.
Maybe I will be.
I'll enjoy it with or without you, I guess. But
yeah. Yeah, don't let me hold you back from your geriatric sexual intercourse. Well, I had a few things to talk about. But
if you had a few, then why didn't you give me some when I didn't do my homework? That's rude.
Because they were my things. You didn't know about them. Well, you knew about one of them, and I'm saving them for me.
All right.
Like, I did all my homework early.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like,
whatever.
Like, 1 year.
Fucking teacher's pet here.
No.
Suck it up to yourself.
No. 1 year.
Kind of gay.
I'm not a... Yeah.
Yeah. It's gay.
Yeah, if you suck your own dick,
yeah,
you're just sucking a dick. You're not getting your dick sucked. It's gay. You're just sucking a dick. But that's fine. I'm just not gay. And it's okay to not be gay. It's okay to be gay.
Well, duh.
So, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that caveat out there so people aren't like, oh, homophobe.
Why would they think that considering all the things that I say on every podcast?
That's true.
I'm like, oh, I like the girls. All of them. They're so pretty and soft and I want one for me.
So, like, my topics were kind of sexual in nature, too. And I don't want this to only be a sex podcast.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'll remember that for next week.
Well, no. I got a bunch of things.
Okay, gotcha.
So in case you did a sex topic.
Which, what was percentage-wise of that happening, probability?
100.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah.
And it was weird because I had a bunch of other things to talk about, but then you guys were like trying to figure out what to have for dinner tonight, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. And one of the kids was like, Subway. And I'm like, ooh, Subway. So.
Like you wanted to eat Subway?
No, I didn't want to eat Subway.
Oh, you just thought of a topic because of that?
Yeah, and then I wanted to eat Subway, but not because I wanted to eat Subway, but because I wanted to order this specific thing off the menu without telling you what my topic was. And then you would hear my topic and you'd be like, oh my God, you fucking ate that?
Oh, okay.
So you would have been surprised, but we didn't get Subway. We ate at a small, local, family-owned restaurant.
Subway would have saved us like $40 though.
So. Yeah, it definitely would have saved us about $40, but it also would have contributed to this corporate franchise food culture, and we're all about fuck the man the past 3 weeks.
I thought you weren't about fucking man. God.
God damn it, Carolyn. Not everything is about sex.
Well, you brought it up, and now that's like 3 times in like 24 hours that you've said something about you being gay.
Three times in 24 hours? It's two times in like 4 minutes.
There was one last night too.
I don't remember what happened last night. I did hear, I heard a funny joke last night. I don't remember where I heard it though. And they said, this is the sex podcast. It said,
it's not.
God removed Adam's rib so he could suck his own dick. Just like Marilyn Manson.
Ew, nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's what happened. Anyway, my story is from the New York Post, okay? And the headline is, Subway's tuna doesn't actually have tuna in it, suit claims. So I was going to order a tuna sub tonight and eat it, like, obnoxiously in front of you. And you'd be like, why is he being such a dick about this? But you wouldn't know until now. And you'd have been so surprised. Like, ill, you fucking pig.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What did you say about the tuna sandwich?
I was going to... You didn't... You weren't listening?
I wasn't listening.
I said, Subway's tuna doesn't actually have tuna in it, lawsuit claims.
It doesn't?
No. It says, two cow...
When I worked there, it came in a bag.
Like a bag of... Just...
Like the tuna meat type stuff? It came in a bag, and we had to... We dumped that bag in a bowl, and then we dumped a whole bag of mayonnaise in a bowl, and then we mixed it up. And that's the tuna that you put on the sandwich. And I always thought it was weird when people would order the tuna sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd ask for mayonnaise on it, because I was like,
there's a lot of fucking
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise
already?
Yeah,
right?
Ew.
You want extra mayonnaise? You want a little tuna with your mayonnaise?
Yeah, I would order... No. See, you can't just order... tuna with a lot of mayonnaise or like more tuna than mayonnaise. There's a level it has to be.
Well, it was half and half. I told you it was a bag of tuna,
yeah,
and a bag of mayonnaise.
That's about right. It has to be,
but
the
it wasn't
right
tuna?
Well, according to this, two California women claim Subway's tuna sandwich actually contains not a scintilla of the fish, and they were duped by the fast food joint's claims. A new $5 million lawsuit alleges.
Why do they gotta sue for that? Like, what's... It hurt their feelings, or?
Well, it's fraudulent. They said...
It's tuna flavor.
Jesus Christ, I can't even pronounce these ladies' names. One of their names is Karen.
Of course it is.
Yeah, Karen and Nalima of Alameda County say they ordered tuna from the sandwich giant at locations near their home as recently as last year, according to the lawsuit. But independent testing has repeatedly affirmed... The products are made from anything but tuna.
Why would you sue? That's so stupid. I bought tuna. Give me tuna. Okay, here's your $10 back, Karen.
Subway's...
millions of dollars because I wanted tuna and you didn't give me tuna.
They were tricked into buying food items that wholly lacked the ingredient they reasonably thought they were purchasing. So I don't know where they would get the $5 million from, though. I don't think they bought $5 million worth of $5 footlongs, because that's a fuckload of footlongs.
Yeah.
Subway's always getting sued for funky shit, though. Remember when they got sued because their footlongs weren't a footlong?
Yeah.
And then it came out that there was, like, yoga mat material in the fucking bread?
No, I didn't know that.
But yeah, next time, I'm getting tuna, and I'm going to see if it really tastes like tuna now.
It's gross.
You don't like tuna at all.
No, it's cat food.
Do you like any fish?
Not really.
What about...
I like shrimp.
What about like...
Only if they're small, though. I can't eat large shrimp. I can't eat... I have the shrimp be so big that I can like see the shrimp when I bite it. I need to be able to like eat the whole shrimp.
Large shrimp is an oxymoron.
Yeah, it is.
So you...
But tuna is cat food. It smells like cat food, and it tastes like cat food, and it looks like cat food, and it's in cat food.
That's
they
only
have tuna-flavored cat food.
That's only how it's processed, though. Like, if you get tuna in sushi, it don't taste like that at all.
So, if you go out and catch me a tuna,
I think I'm gonna catch. Aren't tunas like 2,000 fucking pounds?
Yeah, have a good time.
How the fuck am I gonna catch one of those?
Very carefully.
I could barely catch like a trout in the river that they stock with trout.
Uh huh.
I ain't gonna catch no fucking tuna.
Uh-uh.
You just don't want to eat any tuna.
Nope. It's cat food.
Well, I recommend a tuna sub from Subway.
It don't have no tuna in it. You can't recommend that.
It says it doesn't even have
fish. You're gonna get sued.
It says it doesn't even have fish in it.
I bet it don't.
What do you think it is then?
I don't know. Some sort of processed garbage.
Just like fucking soy flakes.
Like hot dogs.
What? You think it's hot dogs?
No, like hot dogs. You don't know what's in there.
Oh, yeah, but you still eat it. You eat hot dogs.
Yeah,
you
love people,
hot
dogs. You're still going to eat that tuna sandwich.
Yeah, I'll put a fucking hot dog on a tuna sandwich.
Ugh. Throw up.
What's grosser than a hot dog on a tuna sandwich? Or no, what's grosser? A hot dog on a tuna sandwich or my dad's macaroni and cheese with the tuna in it?
Ew.
Which one's grosser?
Because
a hot dog with tuna on it is almost like a
jelly dog. My ex-boyfriend's mom once asked, did we want macaroni and cheese for lunch? We were like, yeah. And I went in there and got myself a bowl of macaroni and cheese for lunch. And it had tuna in it. And I was like, what the motherfuck is this? She's like, you don't put tuna in your macaroni and cheese? And I'm like, I ain't eating.
Who did that?
My ex-boyfriend's mom. You can't say people's names on here.
Right. But she'll know if she listens.
She'll listen.
That must be some kind of weirdo thing to put tuna in.
It's a northern thing for sure.
I don't know, man.
I'm not a man. You look like a man.
Stop. Those are our Mad TV references, guys. So, I will give you my recommendation now. It's every song from Nirvana. Just listen to them all. There's only like 100 of them. You can do it in less than a day if you try real hard. But I'm on a huge Nirvana kick now, so that's what I'm saying. Listen to every single Nirvana song.
Okay.
All of them.
I could recommend that book that I just finished reading.
I don't know if I would recommend that psychotic fucking book you just finished reading.
There might be some weirdos out there that like shit like that.
I don't think there are. You know what? The tiny, tiny bit of that book that you read to me.
I didn't read it to you.
You didn't even read it to me. You just described it. So how it was written was probably a million times more graphic.
Oh, yeah. It was a really graphic book.
That is more bizarre and weird and terrifying than any fucking movie we've watched for this podcast.
I wouldn't have liked it in movie form, for sure.
Yeah, you'd like it in the most intimate form of storytelling there is, reading, where you have to fully form the picture in your own brain.
Understand their feelings when you're reading.
What was his feeling getting stabbed in the stomach?
He liked it.
He liked it. That is unrealistic. And we're not here to kink shame, but you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And if Carolyn recommends this book, I wouldn't read it. I'm just saying.
Of course you wouldn't read it. You don't like anything like that. It was a reverse harem book. So, four dudes with one chick.
Oh my god.
And they're like the gang, and they rule the whole city.
They're a gang.
Yeah.
They're a harem gang.
Lots of violence, lots of killing.
Five people rules the city.
No, it's four dudes, I said.
Well, there's a girl too, so five.
Well,
people.
Yeah, she eventually became one of them.
What, a dude?
No, not a dude. Like, they were called the Vipers, and she became a Viper, you know, because she was all of their girl.
Was her name fucking Sandra D?
No.
Because that sounds like something out of fucking Grease.
Anyways, the name of the book is Den of Vipers, so if anybody wants to get in on that, but it is very graphic and quite pornographic.
Yeah, like everything you read.
Stop that.
It is.
It's not everything. It's like 80%.
Yeah, and the other 20% is going to be fucking Where the Heart Is book that you bought.
Yep, I'm reading that now.
Is it good?
I'm on page like 10.
Is it good?
It's exactly the same as the movie.
Can't be exactly the same as the movie. Because the
that
first thing
up, it'll be real boring.
The first thing in the movie is the five. She talks about the five.
Yeah, and she's talking about the seven.
So is that better?
Sure.
You said it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be disappointed if it's exactly the same as the movie?
Yeah. I want more details.
How long is it? How many pages?
It is 376 pages, and I am on page 17.
That's going to have a lot
more. He just left her at the Walmart.
That's going to have a lot more than the movie, I think. At that length, I think so. Because there was a lot of shit in the movie, but they kind of
that den of vipers was 700 pages, so
700 pages.
Yeah, like friggin' beware, it's of long.
Smut.
I read it in 3 days.
Smut. Would
with
you call
all,
it smut?
All these children.
Would you call it smut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This one wasn't even. I mean, there was a lot of story in there too, but.
A lot of smut.
Oh, it was a lot of smut. Gets the juices flowing. Know what I mean?
No. I have no fucking clue what you're talking
about. I'm not menopause over here, Rich.
I know about the butt stabbing and...
Butt stabbing?
Yeah, the butt stabbing.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of butt stabbing. I thought you didn't want me to talk about it.
I don't care if you talk about it. I'm just saying, smut. I don't know why the juice would be flowing from the butt stabbing. But
I wasn't really into that.
Good. Thank God, I guess.
Wasn't into a lot of it. It was just a good book.
The book is free on Kindle Unlimited. Don't read it. I beg you to not read it. I didn't read it.
Why would you read it? You don't read shit like that.
I don't read smut. You're right. I'm a respectable gentleman.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, time to announce the movie. I said I was going to take it easy on you, and... Like I said, respectable gentlemen, I'm a man of my word.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's movie is Monster Squad.
You know who to call when you have ghosts. But who do you call when you have monsters?
We're the Monster Squad. What's a squad? It's like Miami Vice, I think.
They're young and inexperienced. They're a bit disorganized.
Monsters are not real.
We don't know that, sir.
2,000-year-old dead guys do not get up and walk away by themselves.
But when strange things start happening in town...
There's a monster in my closet.
Ooh, look at that big, scary monster!
What's happening?
You ain't got a werewolf.
Silver Bullet?
They're the only ones ready to do battle.
Something's out there that's killing people. And if it's monsters, nobody's gonna do a thing about it but us.
Soon the creatures of the night will overwhelm.
Real monsters? Us? Midnight in the world, remember? Maybe we can be like Mask Squad and Stygia. Two mask bombs. True.
By midnight,
you guys,
they won't seem so young anymore. The Monster Squad.
Wolfman's got me.
I don't like that they say Wolfman's got nards in the trailer.
Because you wanted to surprise me with that?
Well, it's really, it's like iconic.
And I've heard just, you say it before.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known.
As soon as they said it, I looked at you and said, how many times are you going to say that now? To which you said, hundreds.
Yeah, well, I don't think they should have given it away for free in the trailer because it's such an iconic part of the movie. You should have to pay the price of watching the movie to get that.
I see.
Have you seen this movie? I bet you have.
I don't think so.
Does it seem like it's right up my alley?
Yep.
Kids Save the World?
Yep.
Do you not like Kids Save the World movies?
I don't like your movies.
No, you'd rather read butt stab and smut porno.
I would rather read that book than watch your movies. You are correct.
Which movies? You liked some of them. Any of them. You liked some of them. More than that book.
I only rated the book 3 stars.
Yeah, and you've like...
I don't even actually recommend the book. I was just asking, should I, because I told you that one part.
Oh, no. I'm so scared of the book. Is it a series of books?
No.
Thank God.
She does write series. There are series.
So, like, an author like her, are all of her books nasty smut?
I wouldn't know. I've only read that one, but I can look into it for you.
But you've read...
Usually, yeah.
You've read other books, like, in that genre. What is that genre called? It's not romance.
Well, that's reverse harem.
That's the genre, reverse harem.
I have read quite a few reverse harems. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm very sorry.
I wonder what you're fantasizing about in your spare time.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
No, it's not. It snowed today.
Changing the subject.
To something that's not true.
Supposed to snow Sunday.
All right. Monster Squad is available for free on Amazon Prime and Crackle, whatever the fuck that is. I bet Crackle, though, it's free with ads. But we're going to watch it on Prime, so I'll never know what the fuck is on Crackle. And you can rent it or buy it anywhere. So, that's about it. I hope you enjoy the new format of the podcast.
I'll do better homework next time.
Carolyn will do better next time. She'll have to pull her nose out of her pornography first. Why are you looking at me like that?
Do what I want.
So, that's it. We'll see you next week with the amazing, classic, awesome, one of the best movies ever made, Monster Squad.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.